Seems like we're back.
We're back. I survived.
She survived her surgery. The knee surgery.
Yay.
How unfortunate.
Oh, baloney.
Uneven, my mom has a podcast. Hi, I'm cordially invited Von Fry. Joining me is...
Mom.
How we doing?
I'm doing good. I got to get rid of my walker today. Woohoo!
You guys haven't talked to her since she's been with the walker. Now tell us what happened here.
Well, I had total knee replacement. It's been like,
and they call it the marathon knee replacement, right?
Yeah, it's all like done. I guess by robot. The robot's there and it guides the surgeon how to.
And the robot makes sure you get lots get of bruises, my knee in there. Right?
Yeah, I had some major bruises going on. They're looking a lot better, though. They're going away. One of your friends said
that you look like you were in World War II.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty bad. I guess bruising's part of it.
You had been kind of laid up in a bed and with a walker. I got you a bag for your walker to have.
Yeah,
a little,
all kinds
and
of
that
accessories.
Made a huge argument, but I wanted a cute bag.
Well, I had this cute bag picked out, but Dad thinks it's real romantic if he just goes ahead and orders me something. Goes, I want to surprise you.
So gets in trouble either way.
Fine, it works. It's functional.
So I've had to do your chores, and Dad's been doing your cooking. It kind of makes it seem like we don't really need you that much.
I know. It makes me feel real good that you guys, if I left, you would be just fine.
It makes you feel very expendable.
I do supervise a little bit.
You think so?
Yeah, just a little bit.
We have a visitor at the house.
A Father's Day gift.
We have a visitor.
We didn't plan.
We have a visitor at the house. A skunk jumped down the window well.
Like a baby skunk. It's little.
It weighs maybe a pound.
Yeah.
I heard this scratching, almost like clawing
like
at the
Saturday
window.
Night, yeah.
It sounded like
somebody wanted
like
in.
Like 3 a.m. I'm like, you know, if someone wanted in, they'd probably do a better job than this. Some critters down there we'll look at in the morning. It's a skunk.
What do you end down there means we have like window wells at our house.
That just got work put on them as we just put siding
new
on the
siding
house.
Siding and everything all new.
We got the siding on the house while you're hurt with your leg.
Yeah, it was perfect timing, wasn't it? Let's just do it all at once.
And the skunk came by.
So what's your dad called
the
skunk?
Down there. He calls it Pepe Le Pew.
Yeah.
I say little stinker.
Little stinker's cute too.
It hasn't done anything to spray us yet. But well, Dad's unintentionally feeding it. Peanut butter.
A whole peanut butter sandwich this morning.
He's like, if I put the peanut over there, maybe I can yank him out of here with this.
No, we
and
just
it's
got
like,
the
no,
whole
just
sandwich.
Gives the whole peanut butter. So I'm not sure how we're going to get rid of this guy.
He's got
liking
water
it down
and
there.
Food.
It's better than being out in the field.
Maybe. Better life expectancy. We got like hawks and all kinds of stuff
but
flying around.
But it sleeps during the day and it moves around at night.
Well, that's what they do. And you know, your dad was out there messing with it this morning. And I go, what's he doing now? It's sleeping. It's like, forget you. I don't care
yeah,
if you're here. I'm going to sleep.
Yeah, it just sleeps on the corner. But then at like 3
a.m., babies do that, though.
It starts making sounds. And I, like last night,
called nocturnal?
I was hearing.
Yo, is that partying?
And I thought, okay, do we have a water leak? What is this? And I went around. I looked at all the pipes. I don't see anything. And it's the skunk over here doing like Star Wars blaster sounds.
Dad says, and that's when he gets excited. That they start pawing the ground. And their tail fluffs up, you better get out of Dodge.
You guys get something fall down your window well. It's the most Kansas thing that can happen, really, is what it is.
Could be yet to have a rattlesnake. That's
no, but we've had snakes, frogs, rabbits.
Huge toads.
Now we have a skunk. Now it's time to do something about this, right?
And we have lots of coyotes that get round back. We could have a baby coyote fall down there. But the space isn't that big. Your dad has them covered, but now he says he's going to go get...
We need to cover it.
Chicken wire.
Yeah. There needs to be, don't jump down here, whatever you are. Don't jump down there.
Maybe rabbits like to go down there a lot.
And we also decided to paint the house. We were originally going to go with the colors we had. Now we're mixing up. Tell a little about that.
Well, okay. This cracks me up because your father says, Carrie decided. I'm thinking, I'm in there. I just had my knee replaced. I'm not deciding anything. And you guys come in and say, oh, you should see the... siding. It's got like primer on it. And it's a kind of a medium, like light green. It looks really good. We should paint the house green. And so I go, well, we'll look at some colors and stuff. So we've looked at like, I don't know, we've painted, I think 8 or 9 colors on the side of the house. We've got like little pines.
Oh, lots
of
more
them.
Than that. We've painted all kinds of stuff over here.
Yeah.
So we're looking at now a sort of darkish green with a almost white trim. Yes.
I hope we like it. If we don't, you know, just too bad. That's all I can say, because it costs a lot of money to paint a house.
Yeah.
Do you feel secure in the decision?
It'll be okay either way.
I think
Really like the contrast of the light trim with the dark siding.
Yeah.
But it seems like that's what you're going to do anyway, so.
Well, at physical therapy today, I go to physical therapy in Derby at physical, blah, blah, blah.
You even wrote this down.
Physical therapy by Phoenix.
That's too many P's for her.
P. And my physical therapist is named Zach, and he does an excellent job. I got to give up my walker today, and I get to walk with my cane. And I was able to, like, make the
noises.
Stationary bicycle go all the way around, because before I could only go, like, halfway and stretch. So that was quite an accomplishment
today. How do they
get today.
You on the stationary bike?
I get myself on.
Oh, come on.
I do, and I do, like, bench presses, like, at an angle. It's pretty cool.
Did they say you're going to be able to use stairs after this?
I've practiced on stairs today. You should come to physical therapy.
No, I most certainly
should
not.
You could just stand up while I do physical therapy and entertain everybody. Okay. That'd be good.
Well, here,
shout out to Phoenix.
I want to show off some stuff that I've picked up recently on Amazon.
What you got? What is that?
Okay, so this is Nizoral. It's an anti-dandruff shampoo.
Oh.
And it smells pretty pleasant. And it's not strong. It doesn't burn
like
Neutrogena gel, you know?
Mmm, okay. That smells
good. So it's supposed to... It's actually worked pretty well for me. I've been using that for about a month or so, you know, every other shower. Along with these Tula Trees.
Do they come with
scalp
it?
I got this on Amazon separately.
Oh.
This is a scalp scrubber and a face scrubber. A little silicone
Very cool. You've been using that too?
Yes. And I also got their hooks. They call the hook the Arnold. And when you open the package, it says stick around.
It does.
It says on the package.
And what if it gets any money from
that? I hung the hooks up and the hooks match the shower really well. They're this
cool.
color.
That's
and
good.
Then they have like a brass hook. And I hang that up there. And this one, both of these actually have a suction cup. Arguably too much suction. Listen to this.
Wow. It was on our table, our wooden table.
You could actually suction these to the side. They may stay. Actually, the little one does kind of go away for a little bit. It does slip, so I just kind of face it down. Because otherwise, this one won't hang on the little shelf in the shower. Either way, these really upped the shower experience.
Well, good.
So you can pick up. We're going to have links for Tula Trees, face scrubber, scalp scrubber, and the Nizoral anti-dandruff shampoo in the description.
Can I tell a story about when you were a teenager?
What?
Well, when Mom was a teenager, there was lots of commercials out about, what's the shampoo?
Shampoo?
Oh, it was a shampoo.
Herbal Essences.
Yeah, Herbal Essence shampoo, that's it. And he gets this Herbal Essence, you know, and he takes a shower and he comes upstairs. He goes, well, I didn't feel anything because the commercials, all kinds of things were supposed to happen. It was really funny.
It's not quite the experience the commercials built up.
Especially when you're a teenager.
So I think it might be time to get into the news. So... we know that there was a basketball thing.
Tournament,
New York City won,
yeah,
right?
The day of my surgery, I that's what I watched in the hospital
room. We were watching the stuff.
The first game.
Yeah, you saw some of it. Well, some lady decided that she wanted memorabilia. So she dumped out a trash can. They decorated the trash cans in New York City during the parade. She dumped out the trash can and took it with her down on the subway and everything.
So did she get arrested?
She's probably in a lot of trouble. Yeah,
who wants a little massive, dirty trash can in your home?
It's a commemorative trash can.
Oh, but still.
So, you can actually buy the trash can for $168.
Oh, now they're selling them?
The only NY place has, I guess it's a New York City.
Probably.
You know, they make the I Love New York
t-shirt. And stuff.
That place actually has this for sale. And they actually, this is kind of cute. They have a smaller pen holder version.
Oh, that's kind of cute.
Because realistically, the city trash can
is too big
for your house.
And you know what? They're probably clean.
The city trash can would not fit in our kitchen.
No.
It's big. So the little pin one, that's pretty cute if you know a fan of the Knicks, right?
Yeah.
So New York City won their thing.
Yeah.
Their long-term fan, Spike Lee, has had season tickets since 1985. People are asking for him to get a championship ring.
He at least needs one of those trash cans.
He has spent $10 million in tickets.
Dang.
So he is somewhat responsible for their success or failure. He's been bankrolling it, right?
I thought Taylor Swift might have had her, like, a bridal bash there with her best friends or something, but I don't know if that was what happened.
Actually, so I was watching this really not good movie, one battle after another. And one of the gals that was with Taylor Swift that I thought was just some nobody because she looks so mid, as they say on the internet, she's in the movie.
Cool.
For
What's
like
her
a
name?
Second. I don't remember. It's like last name's Haim, I guess. But
well, you know what? You need mid people to make it look realistic because everybody's not Hollywood
in the movie,
beautiful.
Yeah. Okay, in the movie, sure. But I'm like, oh, maybe she just brought some longtime friends. No, it's like people she was working with lately. Or,
oh, it was? I
don't know,
thought that was her buddies.
I guess they're her and her sister are like musicians. They hung out with Taylor Swift or something like this.
Cool.
Ohio is giving up on RoboCop.
What's RoboCop? They want a RoboCop?
10 months with this robot.
What's it do? Was it like a dog?
And it completely failed to arrest anybody or issue a single ticket.
Well, it's not supposed to, probably.
Now, here's the question. Did the robot cop do such a good job that they had the policeman's union
there was
said
no
we
crime.
Have to get rid of this?
There was
this
no
thing
crime.
Stopped crime. Did it fail to issue tickets and arrest people, or did it stop crime? Was there no reason to issue the tickets?
Hey, I saw RoboCop coming, and they threw down their malicious behavior and stopped.
The other joke, of course, is that it failed to shoot a black guy, so they had to get rid of it. So, I mean, there's that possibility, too. So we don't really know the truth about why that happened, but
well, that's too bad.
You had to get rid of RoboCop. Do you feel like you're kind of like Robo-Mom or Bionic Mom?
Well, you know what? I kind of feel like Bionic Mom. And you know what's funny is...
No, sort of?
Because when I was a teenager...
Does only the $6 million man do no, or does the Bionic Woman also
I think she did no, too. But anyway, when that was on, my mom said that I reminded her of Lindsay Wagner. And I don't see it, but anyway, she...
No, I don't see it
I don't see it either, but apparently then I did, or something about her, I don't know. But I told Dad, I said, I was practicing walking, I said, I'm a bionic woman now.
Well, you know what? I think it is time that we play a game. A game called...
Uh-oh.
What year?
It's time for Music? What year? Yep. I'm going to give you...
I was telling Zach at Physical Therapy this is a game we play.
I'm going to give him, not him, but you, five songs from the same year.
Okay. And I have 1 year leeway before or after.
According to you,
That's mom's rules.
According to you, you have some leeway on how this works. Five songs, they're from the same year.
Okay.
All right? You ready?
Yep.
You recognize this?
No. Kinda.
Hey, don't write yourself off yet. It's only in your head you feel left out or look down on.
You don't know this?
No.
You like it?
I like it.
Try everything you can.
We'll get to the hook, okay? Maybe you'll start singing then. You like this?
I do. I'm rocking, aren't I?
All right. So that's the first song.
Okay.
Here we go. Sing along. Every day is a new day. Come on. You know the lyrics.
I don't know the lyrics. I was quite busy raising kids during this new time.
Now, you were finding a way to be in a hospital is probably what you were doing.
Does
I think this is
like
actually,
my type of music?
I think this is actually Christian rock, as they call it.
Cool.
Cool song.
I like it.
All right. Here we go. Another third song.
Okay.
You know this one.
Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the...
I better hear some singing along. All right, here, you know this part. All right, you're definitely, she's jamming along. I'm having to restrain her in the chair. She's going to blow her other knee out. All right, see, so that was one of the songs.
Carrie's shaking her head.
All right, here we go. This one, all right, you'll get this. It's in an iconic Mountain Dew commercial with Channing Tatum.
Oh, gosh, like I watched
that. Where he flips the Trans Am to grab his Mountain Dew. I'm restraining her right now. She's jamming out.
I'm dancing like Trump.
A little bit, yeah. Maybe that's why he does that, because he doesn't blow his knees out, right?
Maybe he's already got knee surgery.
It's weird that he chooses YMCA, which already has a dance, but decides
but
no,
I've got to make
that.
But he doesn't do the YMCA. Come on, Trump.
All right, so here's part from the commercial. All right, we're on the fifth song, okay? Here's the last one.
Is this one going to give it to me?
What do you mean, give it
to
me?
The date.
Oh, are you having thoughts about what it could be?
Yeah.
Do you recognize this at all?
Not yet, son.
No, ring no bells. All right, you ready to give us a guess?
Yeah, 2010.
You are guessing 2010.
2010.
I don't like saying 2010. Once we got out of the night, 2009, fine. Don't say 2010.
2010.
All right.
What is it?
Her guess is 2010, folks. The Middle by Jimmy Eat World. Alive, P.O.D., Bodies by Drowning Pool. You knew that one.
No, I didn't.
Crawling in the Dark by your favorite, Hoobastank. And Blurry by Puddle of Mud are from...
2010.
2001.
Darn.
I would say that there's a swing and a miss.
Yep. Usually I'm better, but not tonight.
And that was...
What year?
All right. I'm sure you have some kind of quote for me.
Yeah. What movie?
Gosh.
This is going to be a good one. Okay, see if I can say it right. If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
Well, that would be Dodgeball from 2004, and the guy saying that is... I know he's the boss in Men in Black.
I've got it.
Rip Torn.
Oh, you're good, Bonnie. Yeah.
He's very actually... good. He was... Okay, so story here. You know who Michael Jackson is, right?
Yes.
He sings that song Dirty Diana, right?
Right.
And he was in Men in Black 2.
Was he just singing in it or something?
He was playing himself. They said, and he's like, I don't want to be an alien. And they're like, fine, you're going to be one of the Men in Black, all right?
Okay.
All right, because for my whole life, I want to be a Men in Black. And they're like, but the comic book this is based on came out in like the late 80s. You already had Thriller. Like, this doesn't make sense. And so he's talking and he has some line. I've never actually seen Men in Black 2, right? But he has some line and he's like, okay, Zeke, whatever you say. And the guy, the director's like, hold on, Michael. The guy's name, his name's Zed. And he's like, oh, all right. Okay, Zeke, so you're right. And it's like, no, wait. This is the second movie. We've already called him Zed. You can't change it. Yeah, but Zeke sounds better. And it's so eventually I think they do have him say Zed, or maybe they had someone dub, like, do a Michael Jackson
impression. Is this where the
commercial
comes from?
I think the guy's name was Zed, but he wanted to call him Zeke.
Yeah.
Anyways. But yeah, that would, and the guy in the video where I saw this, he was like, yeah, Michael Jackson, he's a nice guy, just not in touch with reality, you know? So.
Oh, go figure. That's cool. Well, you did really good. I didn't think you could have all that information.
No, I think, I saw the movie not that long ago. The people made a thing of the dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball, and there's a few other catchphrases.
I got news for you. You're way more motivated.
Chuck Norris shows up in it.
To dodge a wrench than you are a dodgeball. Did you play dodgeball in school? I mean, in junior high, in grade school? Oh, my gosh.
Not professionally.
I know, but dodgeball, I'm sorry, S-U-C, can't I spell it?
Well, we had variations on it in elementary school.
Where you couldn't hit people or something?
No, we had like a variation where there was just one ball, and they called it fireball.
Oh.
And whoever had the ball just throws it at somebody, and eventually people are getting kicked out. And then it was just me and the most athletic girl in the class. This is like 1993, okay?
Right. What grade were you in?
Whatever was 1993. It might have been 94.
Fifth grade.
It was going to be third or fourth grade, okay?
Third or fourth, okay.
And they said free for all. You can run with the ball. Before you could take like a step. And then you had to throw it
out really fast.
Now, if you caught the ball, they were out, the person who threw it. So I made a move and I ran straight towards her.
Gosh.
And I cut to the inside and I started running in a circle, almost Three Stooges, Homer Simpson sort of style. I thought of it more as like Sonic the Hedgehog. And I was running horizontal to the ground and she was trying to chase me and she fell down. And if you fell down with the ball, you were also out.
Okay, so you won.
So she fell down trying to chase me and I'm like, yeah. And everybody else is just, I mean, I was celebrating like I just did the most amazing thing in sports. Everybody else was like, yeah, so what? Some girl's chasing you and she fell down, whatever.
Yeah, but she was the most athletic girl
in the
class.
Her name was Lizzie. She had better arm hair than me.
Lizzie.
She had quite the mane on her arms. Oh, and she could throw the fastball and all this stuff. But yeah, so I managed to win that. That was one of my proud sports moments. Proud sports moments seem to be not in actual sports, you know, that are not sanctioned by the NCAA.
Fireball in third grade, boy. Memories.
Yeah, I spun around like Homer Simpson on fire at one point and managed to win a game of fireball. Put that on the resume right there.
Bye-bye now.
Are we going to start getting on like a schedule here? Now it seems like you have listeners. You're going around finally telling people out in the world.
Do I have something to give them?
What do you give them?
I thought we had something to give people.
I gave you stickers.
You don't have any more.
You didn't hand them out to people.
Well, I want some stickers.
They're in your sticker drawer.
No, they're not.